Welcome to the Retired Podcast. I'm Riley.
And I'm Noah.
We're former professional athletes turned to parents and business owners.
We created this podcast to talk about sports, life, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it. Welcome back to the Retired Podcast. Today, we are going to be giving our equipment recommendations and opinions.
Yes. Equipment snobs. Are we equipment snobs? Probably not.
I feel like it gives it like a negative connotation. I don't think being an equipment snob is a bad thing.
No, for sure. I think
take pride in your stuff.
Yeah. But like, do we care more about the equipment that we're wearing than like the game itself? So I feel like there's some kids today.
Well, there's kids today. Yeah.
Right. I feel like in comparison to kids today, we are not equipment snobs, but like if my pants didn't fit me right, I was going to feel some type of way about it.
I don't disagree with you.
So we're going to go through all of the best, you know, the best brands. For every piece of equipment, and then
we do get asked equipment recommendations a lot, so this is not only just us like giving our unsolicited advice, but making sure that we give y'all good advice.
And I'm honestly like, I feel like when people ask me that on the spot, I don't really know my answer because I haven't really thought about it a lot.
How?
I know what I like, but like when it comes like a kid asking, hey, like what bat should I get my 10-year-old, I'm like, I don't even know the bats this day and age.
The color they like the best.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
All right, we're going to start off with pants.
Ooh,
what? Give me a pant brand. That's your favorite. That's your go-to. That's your faithful. Your old faithful.
I mean, it's tough because there's so many. And without
one. Pick one.
Without dragging this answer out too long. I'm going to say Majestic.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so Majestics were what the MLB players wore, or pro players wore, before Nike kind of like became the main uniform provider. But like pants-wise, Majestics are the best. Or if you're an OG and you know what Southlands are, Southland pants back in the day were fire. They just ripped as soon as you slid, but they looked so good. But yeah, Majestics.
My pant is something that's a little bit harder to get, but well worth it. There's a company called Bellalite. They make basically like yoga pant, softball pants. And they never rip. We wore them. Obviously, I know the owner. She's a former Aggie softball player. But they never rip. They never slide anywhere. They never move. They're basically perfect. And they're not too heavy either. We wore them my rookie year professional. And then I wore them anytime I practiced and I'd wear pants. And I'm wearing Bellalites.
Yeah, you look good in those.
Yeah, they're great. They fit great. I feel like every softball player listening to this can understand softball pants, most of them were not designed for women. And you can tell by the space in the crotchural region. And Bellalite pants are made for girls. And they're great.
Well, Bellalite. So are we talking like too much space in the crotchural region?
Way too much space in the crotchural region. And a long crotch.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
just not.
Even for guys, like in baseball pants, like I've had pants before where it's like, why is the zipper
a 3 feet long?
Because then like it creates a box. It creates a box around your No, I can respect that. Okay.
Next. Bellalite. Look them up.
I will say this on the topic of that, like I feel like in college softball, Nike's softball uniforms are always by far the best looking.
Yeah, it depends. Nike gets their measurements taken specifically, and you can see they fixed it in recent years, but when they first started to do that, you could tell that the kneevage is the space between where your pant ends and where your sock begins. And if there's skin there, we call it kneevage.
Yeah.
And sometimes when they were first starting out, they obviously fixed it recently, but we were Adidas A&M. I thought our uniforms fit well. But you know, Bella Lee's just the best, to be honest. So
y'all's were different. Like every color combination, you can tell the pants fit like a little bit different for the gray pants as the maroon pants did. Like, yeah, you can tell there's a little bit of a difference depending on the day.
Yeah. All right, cleats. Best brand.
Oh man, this one's tough because I feel like I've just... Okay, so I'm going to go with most reliable brand. For me personally, it was always New Balance. Mm-hmm. I just knew it was a good cleat. It wasn't going to be too heavy or clunky, but in that lightness lightness of the cleat, you weren't losing all durability. Whereas I feel like I've worn the Adidas Adi Zeros to go for the light cleat, but then it's like my feet are killing me. Or, you know, Nike makes a pretty good cleat. But like, so yeah, I would say most reliable, New Balance. Probably best looking,
New Balance.
Nike.
Ew.
I've had some Nike cleats that were just sharp.
No, I'm New Balance all the way. They make great turf shoes too.
Actually, Adidas makes some pretty sick cleats too. But New Balance is just reliable.
They make good colors.
Yeah.
They're nice. They fit well. Minimal blistering.
I had some, in my last year of pro ball, we had our home field was turf, and I had some high top Mike Trouts that were molds. That were probably my favorite cleats I've ever had. They were sick. If I was to play baseball again, I would probably try to wear those.
Yeah.
Swaggy.
Next, batting gloves.
This one's tough.
Why are any of these tough answers?
I mean, just gear is important, and this one's tough.
One answer.
I don't know. I've never worn Bruce Bolts, but I would imagine that they're Bruce Bolts. That's what I was like, gonna say. I retired right when Bruce Bolt was like getting big in the game.
They basically took, so when I was growing up playing, people would wear gardening gloves because they were leather and they were durable.
Yeah.
And obviously they were not fashionable. But I feel like Bruce Bolt took the gardening glove idea where it's like a thick piece of leather.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned it into something that actually looks nice.
Yeah.
And I feel like that they've like cornered that part of the market.
Well, and where Bruce Bolt really does well is durability. Like durability meets customization.
Right.
They dominate there.
People want color. People don't want...
Kids want...
Same old, so same old.
Well, the thing about a Bruce Bolt is like you go to customize a Bruce Bolt batting glove, you can literally take every single stitch of that glove and like change colors on it, it feels like. And like kids love that. They love flair. But also, you're getting a pair of gloves that is going to last you an entire... Hopefully. Sometimes not just season, like entire year.
Yeah.
If you're smart about it and you're not like running bases.
Except for, I'll say this, and again, I never wore them, so I don't really know. But as somebody who wears a batting glove underneath their fielding glove, I'm not sure if it would be too thick. Because like you still have to have feel, especially as an infielder. You still have to have like the feel, the ball feel hitting your glove. So I don't know. Maybe if you wear underneath your batting glove, get a thinner version. Like a cheaper glove to have like the... For me, it was mostly for sweat.
Yeah.
Like, it really wasn't for padding. It was mostly because, like, it's 120 degrees outside. And I
feel like you don't see that as often these days. Like, the batting glove under the fielding glove.
Ever since I was little.
I know. I mean, it used to be a very common thing when we were coming up. And I feel like now you occasionally see a shortstop doing it.
Yeah.
But you just don't see that as much. I want to say Bruce Bolt, but like I feel like that can't be my answer because I've never
worn
a pair of Bruce Bolts. So my backup answer would probably be...
Why do you always have two answers?
It's just because like that's just where I'm at. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you Bruce Bolts are the best batting gloves, but I've never worn them.
Everyone says they're the best.
So let me tell you what I wore, and I loved them. Pro Sway.
They're pretty good.
Pro Sways, and they are a Texas, smaller company out of Texas, and awesome gloves, great price, and also customizable, very customizable, and tons of different, like, materials that you can build a glove from. So, Prosway. Pro Sway. Love them. And nobody knows, like, they're very low-key. They're awesome. Sleeper Next. Pick.
Protective equipment.
How is your answer, Bruce Bolt?
What do you mean?
You've never worn Bruce Bolts.
Well, like, I felt them before.
Okay.
They come in multiple options with, like, the extra wraparound or just the traditional.
Yeah.
I think just all around good batting glove.
Yeah. That's what I would wear if I was to probably go back and play. I would definitely look to wear Bruce Bolts, yeah. For sure. Okay. Sorry.
Protective equipment. I'm talking elbow guard. I'm talking shin guard. I'm talking sliding mitt, even though I never wore one.
So here's the thing about this is there's not one answer.
There never is.
For every piece. So like so-and-so makes a better leg guard, but... Okay, let me just give you
the straightforward answer. Let me go first. Evo Shield.
No.
They're just the OGs. I trust them. Easy to mold. Feels good. Not cumbersome.
That's such a rookie answer.
You can customize those too.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, Evo Shield's good, but they're not the best.
Best.
No shot.
When it comes to actually like getting hit by the ball in that certain place, never felt a thing.
Yeah.
Through my Evo Shield.
Reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for leg guard, it's going to be All-Star. For elbow guards, and also for leg guards, and also for sliding mitts. So I guess this would be my one answer if I had to pick one brand for all of those different pieces of equipment. Mm-hmm. Would be 44 Pro Gloves. They make awesome sliding mitts.
Pro 44 or 44 Pro?
44 Pro. I mean, it used to be Pro 44, I think. But either way, 44 Pro.
I always say Pro 44.
They make amazing sliding mitts. Their leg guards are... second to none, besides maybe to All-Star. Because All-Star is like the OG leg guard. Like, OG leg guard, first to do it, All-Star brand. They also, All-Star used to make the huge elbow guards.
Oh, I know.
Barry Bond style. It's mm-hmm. So like All-Star is the brand that started that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they, to this day, in my opinion, still make the best leg guard. But 44 Pro does a great job of all of them. Elbow guard, leg guard. What was the other one?
Sliding mitt,
yeah. 44 Pro Gloves, sliding mitts are sick. But I know, again, the kids would love Aria. Like, Aria's...
What's that one? The ice cream?
Yeah, it's, like, absolutely ridiculous.
Oh. I think it's funny. If I went back and played, I would definitely get the longest sliding mitt humanly possible.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that could be the difference between being safe or out.
I feel like I don't see sliding mitts.
When I stole second as often as I did...
Well, if you had a sliding mitt, you would have probably done it more. I don't feel like you see sliding mitts very often in softball.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe. I just haven't paid attention.
You just don't watch softball a lot these days.
I probably watch more college softball than college baseball. 1,000%.
Okay. I'll accept multiple answers on that one, but not for the rest. All right, next. This is where it gets really spicy.
Put me in a box.
This is where it gets real spicy, folks.
Okay.
We're talking gloves. Stop.
You know there's not one answer.
Yes, there is.
There's
not. I'm talking you a brand
know,
and a line.
You know that Wilson makes the best infielding glove,
no.
But Wilson does not make the best outfielding glove.
I'm going to go ahead and say...
Rawlings is the safe one.
Rawlings, but not just any kind of Rawlings. Because parents out there, you wouldn't believe... And it's confusing. When you are somebody who's new to baseball and softball and you go on to like Rawlings or Wilson's website and you go to pick out a glove for little Timmy.
Yeah.
And there's 1,000 different numbers and letter combinations. Like
it's not.
RF856328.
Yeah.
And it looks the exact same as the next one. It's difficult. So here's what I'm going to say. If you're a parent and you're listening to this.
Don't get your kid pro preferred leather if they're 8 years old.
Get Rawlings, like, okay. Heart of the Hide.
Yes.
Go pick out. There are certain webs that are specific to positions for various reasons. We can get into that. We can do like a whole glove construction episode. But just go ahead and look into what webs and what sizes are unique to every position. Obviously, for catcher and first base, you're going to have more specialty options.
Do you want to give them a little bit of an insight?
Rawlings, Heart of the Hide. And then just go to town on the customizations. Or just get like a stock glove.
Can I give one piece of web advice?
Sure.
Okay, if you're an outfielder, like if you're looking to make an outfield glove, it's either trapeze or you're going H web.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an infielder, I feel like it's eye, and that's the only.
Yeah, you can do like a modified eye. There's there's a lot of girls, especially young ones in softball, who do like shortstop, second base, and pitcher. And so, because a pitcher, you're going to need to have more coverage on your web, so that obviously, if you're 10, nobody's really picking pitches, but they might be.
Yeah.
So in a web, you don't want to be able to see your grip.
If you pitch,
so the modified eye would be
good. Like, if you're a pitcher, don't get like, I don't remember the name of it, but it's just like, it's just the
see through.
Yeah, it's like there's nothing there.
It's just flatter. Yeah, just a
full
woven.
Web.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways. Back to the Rawlings, brand.
Rawlings Sport Applied. If you're doing training gloves, this is the only thing I'll say that's different. Training gloves, I love a flat glove and I love a mini glove. And I think Pro 44 does a really good job with both of them.
Pro 44 is fantastic.
But as far as like leather quality, obviously you have to take care of the leather or whatever kind of leather you get. But Rawlings Sport Applied is typically a little bit softer. Especially if you go with the darker colors. The light colors are bleached first and then colored. And so sometimes that leather ends up being more stiff and more dry. So you go with the darker colors, condition it well, and it'll last you such a long time.
Here's what I would say. I would say that if you are like a high-level baseball player or softball player and you take care of your stuff really well, as you should, Rawlings, Heart of the Hide, and Pro Preferred are always great options and the best in the game.
Just reliable. We're talking Old Faithful here.
Yeah. But if you are a parent who doesn't want to spend that kind of money on little Jimmy because you don't know if he's going to make it past his Little League season, 44, I feel like Pro 44 is the perfect cheaper option that allows for cool, like fun customization without completely just sacrificing quality. Like 44 Pro, their quality... Since we were in high school, we both had them in high school.
It does cut my hand on the inside because there was no like inner.
No, they were brand new when we were in high school, which this would have been 10 years ago, 2015.
Yeah.
Maybe like more, maybe 11 years ago. But their leather was so bad. Like it was wrinkly.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was so bad.
It was wrinkly.
And now we both have 44 Pro training gloves and like fantastic. The leather's great. So. I would say that they're probably cheaper than a Rawlings Heart of the Hide. Definitely cheaper than a Rawlings Pro Preferred.
Yeah, Pro Preferred, Pro Preferred and A2, and Rawlings Pro Preferred, Wilson A2K are like their top of the line.
Top tier.
Products.
Okay, one more option here. And again, I agree with you that Rawlings is the best overall. If you're an infielder and an outfielder, because I have a couple outfield gloves here, SSK.
Mm.
It is like true, genuine Japanese leather, and it is... the bomb.
You're just saying that because you're Japanese.
Yeah. In my opinion, best leather I've ever felt on a glove.
Really?
Best leather.
Better than Nakona?
Yes. Better. Nakona?
Nakona's
tough because Nakonas are, like, they're great leather, but they're built to be, like, Nakona's known for being the broken-in glove. The one that you get when you want a glove to be broken in quick.
Nakona's, but Nakona's very good too. Expensive.
It's good. I just, SSK... My SSK gloves are the best gloves I've ever had that have lasted for a long time now. Granted, I barely used them, and I just retired, like, right after I got them, a year after I had them. So they weren't game used as much, but, like, I've had those gloves for probably 5 years now, and the leather is still just flawless. And honestly, I haven't oiled them maybe ever, but I also don't play every day with them. So, but that leather is amazing. SSK.
All right, last category.
Important one here.
Bats.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that this is like the most overrated category, to be honest.
What do you mean?
I think it's the most overthought about, overspent.
Well, it's definitely overspent, but you have to have a bat.
Right. No, I'm not saying in that way. I'm just saying like... people will go buy the $500 version of a bat when the $300 option that company has performs just as good, if not sometimes better. And I highly recommend you go follow and watch the Bat Bros on YouTube, whatever. Like, they give you the straightforward facts about new bats coming out. And so, like, they'll put it to the test so that you don't have to worry. You just go watch them and it's like, hey, this $500 bat is not even performing or giving the same exit velocity that their $300 bat is getting.
I'll say this. A lot of the especially like double barrel, I'm talking about like Ghost composite bats, a lot of them are dependent on compression. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have the bat speed, or if you're not facing the pitching velocity that actually is creating maximum compression, you don't even need that kind of technology.
Yeah.
Like Ghost, Easton makes a like tier down from the Ghost, and it's called the Firefly, and it looks exactly the same. And I recommend that anybody who's under 12 and who really is just playing softball because they love it and not necessarily super serious yet, or they're just small, Firefly.
Just
there's no reason. Yeah. Unless you just, if you really want it, or like a custom D-Marine, if that's something that you really, really want to do, that's fine. Go get it. But you don't need it. It's not required. There's no performance benefit.
You always say this. It's like, just go get the bat that your kid likes the color of. Yes. The most. Like when your kid is 8 years old, they do not need a $500 bat.
My 8-year-old bat was, and granted, this was back in the day when softball equipment only came in either black or pink. One of my first bats was like a pink and black Jenny Finch bat.
Shout out Jenny Finch.
Shout out Jenny Finch. OG, you know?
Yeah, that would be my answer as well for the younger players. But as you get older, it still comes down to feel. Like, mm-hmm. I would use a bat that maybe was less talked about or less expensive if it felt like it was the thing that I could do the most damage
with. Sound is the thing that's important for me.
Sound's important. Feel's important. I hated two pieces. I hated the whip really? Feel of a two-piece. What? Yes, I hated one piece. I hated the weight distribution of two pieces more like times there. And loaded, where I like more balanced one pieces. So like, yeah, you don't always just have to follow the trends. Like, I know the Easton double barrel right now is a huge bat for all my youth hitters. Mm-hmm. And like, everybody's like the double barrel. And like, to your point, that technology is built for high bat speeds and compression.
100
and like,
plus exit velos.
Like, I'll have an 8-year old come in with a double barrel and I'm like, sick. I'm glad you got that.
Yeah. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Again, like, if you want to spend that kind of money on your kid, go for it.
Yeah, but, I mean,
for your money.
Unnecessary. Get the bat with, like, the biggest barrel that feels the most balanced that you can just swing fast, and if it's got a cool paint job, even better, but...
So what's your pick for best bat?
My God, there's just so many of them. It depends.
Just do your version of, like, the top of the line, best of the best. Metal bat.
I mean, I feel like I have to go, like, college level, because...
That's fine.
Jeez. You go first, because I honestly don't even have it.
Giraba.
I don't have it. I gotta think about the
Easton Ghost for softball, I think, is just kind of the standard. It just has overall best feel, overall. I think exit velocities are all pretty similar across the board, but sound is what gets it for me. I would say second in there depends on the kind you get, the line you get, but Louisville Slugger just makes a great bat. The Zeno, when I was in late high school, early college, there was nothing that compared to the Zeno. Mm. I don't even know if they make it anymore. If you know what I'm talking about, it's the black, silver, and baby blue, kind of like your hat. Zeno.
Nice.
That's the second option.
Okay, for baseball, I'm going to probably go Rawlings Hi-Con up there, but... honestly, the Combat is a close second,
Is the Icon the highlighter one?
Yeah, I mean, they've also got, like, a white version, but, yeah, and then Combat, I just feel like I've seen them a lot lately, just, like, especially in the college game. But then it's, like, Marucci's right there, DeMarini. DeMarini's really good, but I give you my answer. It's Rawlings. Rawlings Icon, I think, is probably the bat that I see most.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I haven't swung these bats, so I can't tell you my personal favorite.
If you're listening to this and you're like, okay, well, I need a bat recommendation, here's what I would do. Go find, in whatever brand,
the Bat Bros on YouTube,
the top of the line bat, the top tier one, and then based on price, work your way down. Usually the beginners are going to get the cheaper stuff. Not only because they're going to come in weight options that make more sense for your kid. Like, I know sometimes, like, the Easton Ghost, I think the biggest drop it goes is drop 11. And a lot of kids that are just starting out need, like, a drop 12 or a drop 13. At least in softball, they do. So, the cheaper ones are going to have better drops. The aluminum ones are going to be your lightest options. And then just pick the color. If you're confused or you're not sure, go to Dick's Sporting Goods, go to Academy. A lot of them have cages now where you can go and swing a bunch of demo bats. Go to your local D-bat or batting cage when they have demo day and go just try a bunch of bats.
Let me give my final answer in a more clear way.
Okay.
One Piece, best One Piece is going to be either the Atlas or the Combat. Best Two Piece would be the Icon or the Goods, Demarini Goods. Those are my answers.
Very concise of you.
I basically just put four answers as one.
You did.
It's, again, all these bats are the same, in my opinion. Like, of those four, those are the four top performing bats. Now go pick the one that feels the best in your hands, and that would be the best one for you.
Fair.
So, all right. That is our take on the best of the best in gear. I apologize for my very unclear answers, as there's just more that goes into this. This is not a black and white kind of thing.
Well, it's supposed to be for our viewers. They're looking for answers here.
Well, I give them answers with a lot of fluff around it.
Mm-hmm.
So that the things that I know that they would probably be thinking, hopefully I talked about instead of just being like, it's this. So
I feel like that's a shot at me.
Because that's how my wife wants me to answer. It's just, it's this. And you have to get this. No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully this helps you. But yeah, like if little Timmy's playing Little League, just go get him the bat he thinks looks cool.
Because
that's the bat that when he steps into the box, he's going to feel cool. And if little Timmy feels cool, he's probably going to hit tanks.
I mean, yeah.
It doesn't matter. And most of these bats break anyways.
They do.
You're spending $500 for a bat to break a month after you got it.
And then he'll grow out of it.
Yeah. And then they'll come out with a new version.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, new paint.
Exactly the same bat, just a new paint job, and you're going to have to buy it again. It's hilarious. We got into the wrong business. Anyways, that's the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Bye.